Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 19, 2021, Iowa Economic Development Authority Board Meeting, April 2021. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, Board met on April 16, 2021 and took the following actions. Compliance, the Board approved the following contract amendments requests from the IEDA Administration Compliance Team. Keokuk Mills Incorporated, the company requested to extend a project completion date to September 30, 2022 for the High Quality Jobs Program, HQJP, and Targeted Jobs, TJ, project in Keokuk to allow the additional hiring of employees. The $6 million project, $12 million spent to date, was awarded a $500,000 forgivable loan, a $500,000 loan, and $630,000 in estimated tax credits. Vin Line Group, LLC, and Heron, LLC. The companies requested a contract termination for the HQJP project in Cedar Rapids. The $979,000 project was previously awarded $65,000 in estimated tax credits. No tax credits were claimed. Financial assistance applications. The board approved the following financial assistance application requests. CJ Bio America Incorporated. The company sought $409,000 in investment tax credits and $267,000 in sales, service, and use tax refunds for construction of a new $20.5 million project in Webster County to expand upon the company's existing capacity to manufacture amino acids. Sadler Powertrain Incorporated. The company sought $32,000 in sales, service, and use tax refunds for a $1.2 million, 10,000 square foot expansion of its facility in Cedar Rapids to allow for increased manufacturing capacity and storage capacity of the company's truck parts business. Shell Rock Soy Processing, LLC. The company sought $2.2 million in investment tax credits and $1.9 million in sales, service, and use tax refunds for the company's $243.3 million construction of a new soybean crushing facility in Butler County. Entrepreneurial Investment Awards Program Recommendations. The purpose of the Entrepreneurial Investment Awards EIA program is to provide financial assistance to service providers that provide technical and financial assistance to entrepreneurs and startup companies seeking to create, locate, or expand a business in Iowa. The board approved awards to the following service providers. 24/7 Black Leadership Advancement Consortium FKA Renew Waterloo. The applicant received $200,000 to provide assistance to minority entrepreneurs in developing business plans and growth charts, along with one-on-one mentorship. Drake University. The applicant received $185,000 to partner with the University of Iowa to connect minorities, immigrants, and other underrepresented entrepreneurs to the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Iowa. New Bohemian Innovation Collaborative, New BOCO. The applicant received $110,000 for a statewide launch of an initiative that gives minority entrepreneurs access to a micro-lending platform to raise 0% interest, zero fee, and extended grace period loans from active lenders motivated by social impact. Financial summary. The board also received financial reports from IEDA staff. As of March 31, 2021, the following amounts remain unobligated. General Fund Operations Fiscal Year 2021, $4.8 million. High Quality Jobs Program, fiscal year 2021, $21.5 million, and Tax Credit Cap, fiscal year 2021 allocation, $91.2 million. The next board meeting will take place on May 21st, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.